All right. Good morning, everybody. So here we go. Just from last week doing the list to this week, the temptation of not doing the list. I'm going to read you some verse, just a few verses here from Matthew 6. So Jesus is speaking. He says, "So do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat? What shall we drink? What are we going to wear today?' For pagans run after all of these things. And your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom, his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." So that's the pursuit. The pursuit of the list is to honor Christ. And then he says, lastly, he says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow." Because we can't control. By his grace, he's given us today. You know, the sun's coming up. You can look out. Maybe you're outside, whatever. But you can look up. Sun's rising. It's a good day. He says, don't worry about tomorrow. Doesn't mean you don't make plans. There's lots of verses about making plans and being wise, but tomorrow will worry about itself. So let's take care of the list today, and then we'll get to tomorrow's list tomorrow, because each day has enough trouble of its own. Anyway, and the list, you know, if you're doing a list, it's always 100% of the time, it's inconvenient. And I think that's how we can know whether we're doing a list or not. If we're just out balling and having fun, I think the list could get to be more fun, more and more fun as we just learn to embrace the inconvenience of it. But that's what it takes. It takes embracing the inconvenience of the list. I thought we had some really good assignments this week. I sent a few of them out. Hope you guys took a minute to read those that we sent out. And now as we go into the temptation to not do the list, which 5 minutes after this phone call, we're all going to be tempted to not do the list. So it's probably a good thing to listen today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the time to be together. We think about Willie this morning, Lord, and Lord, we just pray for him. We just pray that you would be strengthening his spirit and his body and his soul in Christ, that he would just be every day finding rest in you. For you say, my yoke is easy, my burden is light. And Lord, that we can find rest for our souls in Jesus Christ. So we just pray that he'd be finding rest in Christ today. We thank you for this time. We lift it up before you, and we just pray as we go forward, Lord, and we can thank you we have a list. We can thank you that we can fight for it. We can fight for the privilege to do the list, and we can fight for the privilege to flee from the temptation not to do it as we go forward today. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. As Pat was closing, I was thinking about a lot of things. One is there's a lot of people out there today, that wish they could get back to the list, and they have no idea how to navigate back to getting back to the list of the things that really matter and really have meaning. And then I have firsthand witness, and I'm sure everybody on this phone has, of people who have insisted on their own list. And your own list is hideous because it just takes you down some really dark pathways, and you can be so insistent and so digging your heels in for your right to be stupid that it can destroy families. That's all I can say. Anyway, just made me think of some situations and people and things and places where people have just dug their heels in so deep that I don't know, that it seems like there's no recovery. Though God is good and God is gracious and God is so kind, I think there's always opportunity for us to step off of stupid. And but it may be that we still have the memory of being special without being special anymore. But God is so gracious that he doesn't just throw us away. Thank you, Jesus. He doesn't throw us away. Anyway, it's worth putting in the time. And age before beauty. Patrick also talks, uses that concept also with the idea of we have so much knowledge around us, guys. So much. And we've got, you know, how many hundreds of years when you combine knowledge on this phone call of wisdom that can really keep us out of trouble. So take hold of it and listen and learn and grow. You know, just so much. There's so much information. And when and then everybody's read Pastor Rick. I mean, I have no idea, but he's probably read thousands of years worth of books when you go back in church history. So there's so much wisdom and that is available to us every day. So we should really lay hold of it. Don't throw it aside. Don't think it's some cheap trick, but see it for what it is. Anyway, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the list, and Lord, it's so true. I know after if we hang up the call, it's like we've always got something more important to do. And maybe just take a moment to thank you for the day. Thank you for the opportunity to serve you. And Lord, every one of us, as CEOs, what is our business? We're in the business of service. We all have customers, and we all have to serve them. And so, Lord, maybe see us as serving the greatest king in service to you. And as we have that attitude, I know, Lord, it makes such a difference on our daily interactions, whether it's with a customer, with an employee, or, you know, whatever it is, cashier at the bank, or whomever, Lord, just if we have the correct attitude and correct thought process in our mind, Lord, it makes such a difference in every endeavor we take today. We just thank you for the list. We thank you for the things that we have to do today to prove that we're alive and to prove that we're alive in Christ as we rely on you. We thank you for this time. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.